Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly joins us to tell us more about this apology issued by the State Exams Commission. What exactly are they apologising for, Emma?
Well, yeah, the State Examinations Commission issued a further statement yesterday evening. It contained three additional pieces of information. First of all, an apology. This was for more than the error that we know all about on question 8 of Friday's Leaving Cert Higher Level paper, but for other errors as well, which I'll get onto in a moment. But they called this most regrettable, and they apologised, and they acknowledged that this could have caused distress and confusion, and that's really what they were apologising for. So, but beyond the apology as well, this statement set out four errors very clearly. Now, some of these errors, they vary in terms of their importance, shall we say. We have the error that we know about in question 8. We also were aware yesterday afternoon of several other areas. In fact, errors that were raised on Morning Ireland yesterday morning by Catherine Lewis. A project maths paper, this would have been one going to a small number of schools, 23 schools, contained material that wasn't on the syllabus. That was an ordinary level maths paper 1. Also, the foundation level paper, there was a typographical error on that. Also, a junior certificate higher level paper, there was another small error relating to a number on that paper as well. Now, the third piece of information we got on this statement was the background to all this. The State Examination Commission laid out again the sort of chain of responsibility. It also sort of outlined what a huge task this is, especially in the area of maths this year. The State Examinations Commission is producing double the number of maths papers that they would normally produce. This is because the syllabus is in transition. We have a new project maths syllabus coming in. We have an old syllabus that is still around, that has been withdrawn, let's say. So they pointed out that they had 44 different maths papers this year to prepare. That's double the number that they would normally have. On top of that, they had 44 contingency papers to prepare, because one always has to have a contingency paper in case there is a security breach. So again, we got some background on a little bit of context on what's going on.
By the way, in case you're wondering, we did ask the Exams Commission to provide us with somebody to explain what had happened. Not available today, as indeed they weren't available yesterday. So I suppose the obvious question is, Emma, to whom are they accountable? To whom does the Commission report?
The Commission reports to the Minister for Education. Now, the Minister for Education, Rory Quinn, sent out a statement yesterday as well, saying one thing, first of all, saying notwithstanding checks and balances, errors can and do occur. And that's a point, I think, that has to be taken on board. I mean, no system is perfect. Mistakes happen. Really, what is interesting is what happens once a mistake happens and how does a body deal with it. But Minister Rory Quinn went on in his statement to say that he would be looking for a report on the issue. What will happen now is, and both Rory Quinn's statement is saying this, and the State Examinations Commission says, in the context of errors such as these, the SEC reviews its existing processes and procedures in order to strengthen those procedures. So that is what will happen now. There will be a review carried out. It's not the first time that the SEC is constantly reviewing when errors occur or when there are glitches. And they will review and see if there's a way of strengthening this area. And they've also been asked to report to the minister. I should also say that in the statement they pointed out that the person who has chief responsibility for the setting and proofreading of these papers within the SEC is the chief examiner in that subject.
All right, Emma, thank you very much. And by the way, there is another educational matter on the agenda today. This is in the Oireachtas, where the Education Committee will be talking to members of the History Teachers Association who have concerns about the position of history in the junior cert. But that's for today. For now, it's 5 to 9.